Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Let's Talk Podcast. Well, today I want to talk about the Taoism. It's kind of philosophy by Alan Watts. It is T-A-O-I-S-M, and it is spelled with T, but we say Taoism by T. Why we say that? Because, as AJ told, because English spelling is crazy. It doesn't have any rules, and we say Taoism, but we write with T. Well, one of the favorite writers, actually Alan Watts is one of the favorite writers of AJ, and AJ told about him that he was an intelligent guy, he was an intellectual guy, and Alan Watts was a Christian minister. He was a preacher. Preacher is someone who say to you that, for example, you should do that, you shouldn't do that. I recommend you. In Iran, it is equal to Luqman, as you know. Well, Alan Watts was Christian minister. His religion was Christianity, but then he went to Japan or India. I can't remember. But then he became Buddhist. And he studied about Buddhism and Hinduism, and then he became Buddhism. It's better to say Buddhist, not Buddhism. He became Buddhist, and then he came to his country and wrote a book about the Buddhism and Hinduism, and the name of this book is Taoism Beyond Seeking. And AJ told it's not a religion, actually, it's a philosophy things. It's the way of living, it's kind of lifestyle, and it gives you some tips to live better in your life. Well, in one of the part of this book, it talks about that you should live with harmony. You should live harmony with nature. You should follow the nature. You should follow the rules. We live in a world and it has a rule. In this world, we have a rules. You know, we have a rules of gravity. When you go on a actually highest apartment, and then when you want to jump, you will go down. It's a kind of rule. So you have to find a rule in life and live with this rule of not a life that is actually nature. You should live harmony with nature. You shouldn't fight against with them, because you cannot, because it's a rule. And if you do that, you will be happier, you will be stronger. It's really important. Let me give you an example. For example, when you wanna actually learn English, you know, in Zabonshenas, we have actually different article about learning English. And in the most of them, they say to you that actually you shouldn't spend most of your time on grammar. But AJ tell us that you should never use grammar, because I'm designing systems, so you shouldn't actually learning grammar. And if you look at your friend or the result of some of the people studied about grammar or learn about grammar, you will understand that they cannot communicate with people, they cannot talk with people. They know grammar very well, but they cannot talk. So, you know, so we can understand that grammar is not really useful for improving in speaking English. So you shouldn't use grammar very much. You shouldn't read grammar very much. It's a rule. You should live with that harmony. But our brain loves story when you want to learn English. So when you use story, it gives you, actually it improves your English. So learning English by story, it'll improve your English. So it's a rule. You should find rules in any situations, and you learn it subconsciously, and you don't need to strain your muscles of your brain, and you will learn. It's actually enjoy and fun, and that's it. Or when you want to actually solve a problem, I'm sure you had that experience. that actually you were thinking about some problem and thinking and thinking and thinking, and you didn't find any solutions. And then you take a rest, and then finally, boom, a solution comes out, and you will understand, I can do this, I must do this. And you didn't contemplate, you didn't supervise, you didn't take it to consideration your problem. You didn't use your brute strengths. So, our brain actually have a capable of handling innumerable and variable things. Our subconscious brain can do that. So you have to trust that. So that's it. We learned that you should find the rules of this world. If you find the rules of this world, you will be happier, you will live happier, and you will enjoy your life in your communication, in learning foreign languages, in studying, in your work. Everything has a rule, and you should go and study or learn about it. The word that I've used, and it was really news for me, and I will tell you, let's review. Actually, the new word. You can search it in Google and say this word, and you find the meaning. It was contemplate, supervise, take it to consideration, use brute strengths, and strain your muscles. Innumerable variable. And Christian minister and preacher. And that's it. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Bye.